Well, let's see the one about here. Perfect good bears, pasuk yud. Vayhi rav ba'aretz. Hine Avraham yarad l'mitzrayim b'nei harav lagor sham hachiyos nafsho b'yimei habatzaras. V'hamitzrayim oshku asal chinam v'kachas asishta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nokam nikmasam b'negam gedolim v'hotziyo misham b'mikne b'kesef v'zav. V'gam tziva ala para anoshim l'shalofam. V'ramaz eilav ki bonav yerdu mitzrayim בבני הרעב לגור שם בארץ, והמצרים יראו להם ויקחו מהם הנשים, כאשר עומר וכל הבס תחיין, right, so the Ramban is saying the Pshat in V'chol Habas Techayon is not that, well, since Paro only felt threatened since his astrologers or whatever they were told him that the Moshiach was going to be a man, so he only felt threatened by the Jewish boys who were being born. He didn't feel threatened by the Jewish girls. He wasn't such a great humanitarian that because of that he would have said V'chol Habas Techayon. It's because he had other nefarious plans for the bonos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yinkom nikmosam b'negam gedal matshiyotzim mekesef v'zav v'tzonu b'alka mikne kavim ma'od v'hachziku v'hem l'shalcha min ha'aretz. So the Ramban points out an extraordinary symmetry between the two, between this incident with Avraham Avinu and the way it really aligns with Golus and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, inyan hazeh pershu beveshes rabba. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham, tzei uchvosh es haderech lifnei bonecha. But Atom Motse, Komash Kosovavam, Kosovavavavavavavavavavam, Bavavam, Ksibi, Ravarets. Bisral Ksib, Kizash Nasayim Harav, Kavarets. Okay. Vida, Kavam, Vino Chotachet Gadavishkara. Shehevi, Ishto Hatzadekas, Vimichel Avon, Mibne Pachto, Penyargo. V'hoyilo livtoch v'ashem sheyatzil oso v'es ishto v'es kola shelo ki yesh v'lokim koach lazo l'atzil. Gam yitzi oso min ha'oret shenetztavo oleo v'tchilo m'pnei ha'rov ovan ha'shochato ki ha'lokim b'ro'ov yiftenu mimoves v'al ha'maisa hazen nigzar al zaro ha'golos b'eretz mitzvah v'yataro v'mkom ha'mishpat shama ha'resha. So just in terms of factually, Rashi understands on Vayihi Rav Baretz that Avraham Avinu was supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and that it was in Isaiah, and that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted him and brought him to Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as he finished unpacking, so right away, Vayihi Rav Baretz, it was time to temporarily relocate again. And the Ramban says, no, but we find the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu never told him to leave Eretz Yisrael. Adrabba. Avraham Avinu was not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael in the face of the Ra'av. Why not? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, is this, I don't know. Ha'yela livtoch b'ashem. Maybe we'll come back to that. So this is it's a staggering comment of the Ramban. I mean, the Torah itself is the Dvarim Stumim. You know, whether Vayered Avim Mitzrayim, whether that was appropriate. Let's talk about that. Not the part about so. Let's talk about Yitziyosam and Oretz. And as we just mentioned, and Rashi Taka understands that Avraham Avinu was right in what he did. Well, what's the Ramban's? Why is the Ramban so convinced that this is the pshat? I mean, to indict Avraham Avinu is not something to do lightly. There's a double indictment here. So where does Ramban see it? Does he see it telegraphed in the psukim? Is it? That's A. The other question is, B, is there any connection between these two halves of the Ramban? These two comments of the Ramban. The first comment is, again, the Ramban shows the symmetry between the episode with Avraham Avinu and the later Golos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then, now B, he talks about the fact that Avraham Avinu exposed Sarah to the spiritual danger that he did, and leaving Eretz Yisrael, what was a chait, there's any continuum in the Ramban, or that he has two different comments in this pasuk? Yeah. He has two comments in this pasuk. So comment number one, comment number two, but each one is self-contained. So Yitachen, that one question points to the answer to the other question. Yitachen as follows. In Golos Mitzrayim, so the Chavir Golos Mitzrayim was precipitated by Chait. Whether it's the original Chait of the Shvatim of Vayisnu Osa Vayochel Adav L'Shalom, which is how Yosef ends up in Mitzrayim, or whether it's the Medrash that Rashi calls in Parsha Shmos and Ochei Noda Hadova, because Dalitorin Hoyu, that Tomati, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I couldn't understand why is Uma Zo singled out for all this suffering, and then Ochei Noda Hadova. Umidrosho doaglo al shavah v'yisrael v'shaim daliturin. Ama me'ato shema enem meruyan higoel. Achinela adov. Umidrosho no dali adov shayisi tamei olav. Machotu yisrael mikol ayin umos dios nirdim b'avodas perach. Aval ro ani shem meruyan l'chach. So Golos Mitzrayim is precipitated by chayit. Oh, so maybe that's the pshat. The Ramban begins by pointing out the symmetry. Everything aligns. Every down to the most minute detail. Everything aligns in terms of Golos and Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Maase of Avraham Avinu. But wait a minute, one thing doesn't align, seemingly. One thing doesn't align, seemingly, that Golos Mitzrayim is precipitated by chait. Again, whether it's the chait of Ayisnu or so, whether it's the chait referred to here, Ochenon Adav, it's the same. It's the same. Same chait So that's what the man says. Veda, no, Avraham Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim is also meura bechait. And that's where the Ramban sees it. It's not stam the Ramban is sort of sitting back, and he's judge and jury on Avraham Avinu. No, for the Ramban, this Havana emerges again from the Maisa Ovo Simon Rabbanim. So there needs to be something that correlates with the role of Chet in Golas Mitzrayim. Everything else aligns. Everything else matches. That's what the Ramban says. If you take a look at the Ramban for a minute in the beginning of Vayishlach, you have the introductory paragraph here in Vayishlach, I will say. Nechtav ha-parasha azos la-odiyah ki hitzal ha-kodosh baruch hu s'avdo u-go'olo mi-yad chozak mi-menu. Vayishlach malach vayatzileim. U-lelamdeinu od shehu lo-botach b'tzidkaso v'heshtadu b'hatzol v'chol yicholto. So Parshas Vayishlach teaches us that Yaakov Avinu didn't rely on his own righteousness and his being deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving him, that it would be totally without any hishtadlus. No. Hishtadlu ba'atzala b'chol yecholta. So if you transpose this to Avraham Avinu's context, so doesn't that mean that he should go look for where he can, if there's a famine in one land, so then you relocate to the other land? How do you sort of integrate the Ramban saying, and right, there's no criticism of Yaakov Avinu here, on the contrary. Yaakov Avinu is a role model. Yaakov Avinu lo batach b'tzidkosa, v'hishtadu b'hatzol b'chol yicholto. Yaakov Avinu lo batach, and here Avraham Avinu hayla liftoach b'Hashem sheyatzel asa. Maybe the pshat is, I'm not sure. Maybe the pshat is like this. That since Avraham Avinu had received a tzivoy to go to Eretz Yisrael, so it's Moshel Ma'adova Dome to the Gemara in Beitza, right? How do you know what's the mocker in the Torah for the din? The Dovish of a minion, so a minion achal hatira. That once Chazal make a gzera, even if the reason seemingly is no longer relevant, but no, you need a comparable bezdin to be matter the isser. Otherwise, the isser remains in effect. So the Gemara says that the mocker for that is lechem ulahem shuv lachem lalechem. Even though originally the whole isser to be parish mina isha was only as preparation for Mama Hasinai, and it was Heyu Nachonim L'Shoshes Yomim Al Tikshu Elisha, and Afa Bichein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matar the Yisur later. Lechem Olam, Shuv Lechem Alecha. So you see that David Sarav Dav Minyan Achala Atira. So sort of, you know, reminiscent of that, but by free association, reminiscent of that, so the Ramban says, no, the default way of operating is the way Yaakov Avinu did. But Avraham Avinu received the tzivoy to go to Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu never modified that. So under those conditions, it's as Avraham Avinu should have understood that he was told to go to Eretz Yisrael. How is that sustainable? If there's a rod, But Avraham Avinu is the exceptional case because of the prior tzivoy of Lech Lecha, El Oretz Asher Areka. Yitachen that that's the pshat. Again, I should have read the Lashonos of Kelokim Berov Yiftenu Mimavich, because we were talking about Yitzir Ben Oretz. This phrase was about Sarei Menu. I should have read the other phrase. Just circling back to what we spoke about before in terms of where does the Ramban take it from that Avraham Avinu chata chet gadol? So even after what we said, but why does the Ramban need a two-count indictment for Avraham Avinu? So we said that Golus Mitzrayim is intertwined with chet. So for everything to align, it has to be that Avraham Avinu is going to Mitzrayim is also intertwined with Chayt. But how does Ramban know that he has to find two chatot in here? Maybe just Yitziyasu min Oretz. Maybe the deception he intended with the Sori Yemeinu, maybe that was appropriate. So I don't know. So maybe what we said before, that in terms of Golus Mitzrayim, so we mentioned the Chait in terms of the Shvatim, which is what results in V'yosef hu ad Mitzrayim. But then there's also Chait in Mitzrayim, as in the Medrash, in Achei Nod Adova. So maybe that's what the Ramban is saying. So by Avraham Avinu, you have, but both of those were also anticipated. There's the Chait again, which results in going to Mitzrayim, which is the Chait of Yitziyasa min Oretz. And then there's the chait in Mitzrayim of with Sarah, which parallels that was chait in Mitzrayim.
How does the Ramban work with the mission of Avos that said Sarah Nesion was Nesos Avraham Avinu Amad Bekulam? Meaning, if he actually did a chait by leaving Eretz Yisrael, I guess there's different counts of what the Nesionos were, but assuming that going down to Mitzrayim was one of the Nesionos, so based on the way the Ramban's touching it up, it doesn't sound like Avraham Avinu was Amad Ben Yisrael. He should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that
almost
like a failure on
Avraham
Avinu's part?
So depending upon how you ask the question, I think we might be able to duck. So maybe for the Ramban, that's not one of the ten Nisyonos. So then you're asking a different question. It sort of seems anomalous that Avraham Avinu, who's only been Nisyonos, should have been Nichshal in the Nisayah. That isn't the mashma, even nicha that the Ramban won't count this as one of the ten. But don't you get the impression from the Mishnah that the pshat is that it was batting 1,000, that it was 10 out of 10. And according to the Ramban, it means that it's 10 out of 11. And if you ask it that way, it's not so easy to duck. I don't know, so what's the answer? I don't know, you're asking what? Maybe the answer is like this. Let's read here for a second. V'daki Avraham Avinu chata chet gadol b'shkoga shehevi ishto hatzadekis b'mechshal ovon m'pnei pachto p'ni hagu. So the Ramban emphasizes that even according to his indictment, Avraham Avinu's chait was b'shogeg. Again, he says it explicitly the first time, but it carries over to the second one also, but it's Yosef and Oretz. So maybe that's where you'll find the answer to your question, the Hainu. Avraham Avinu would have failed in Nisayon if he wouldn't have had the emotional fortitude and conviction and belief in Hashem to leave his family. He would have said, I can't do it, it's too hard. It's too hard. If he would have said, I can't, it's not humanly possible for me to carry out the Akedah. Here, Avraham Avinu is not... The Ramban is faulting Avraham Avinu for his judgment. As Avraham Avinu made a judgment call. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me now? There's a famine. He wants me to stay, he wants me to go. And he makes the wrong judgment. But that's not... I don't know if the chait is in the Nisayon Shabbat. As Mitzad the Nisayon, no, it wasn't that Avraham Avinu couldn't be Omer to be Nisayon. It's not that the Nisayon of the famine was one that he couldn't withstand. It's that he makes the wrong judgment is what he's supposed to do. And in that sense, it's on the chait happens on a different level than not measuring up to a Nisayon. It's an important yisod. Again, I think your question highlights that. Then it teases out from the Ramban a very, very important yisod. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, and therefore the standard to which we have to hold ourselves, is we're not only held to a standard of did you want to do the right thing? Did you think you were doing the right thing? No, the standard has to be if a person is in a position to know the right thing, And he doesn't. I don't know, he doesn't think it through carefully enough, hard enough. For whatever reason, if Klape Shmaya Galya, that he should have known better, Hagam, that again, he wants to do the right thing. And in his mind, he's doing the right thing. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this person could have understood better and more deeply, so that's part of our achrayus. You know, I thought this was right. Okay, maybe sometimes it's a defense, but clearly, according to what the Ramban is telling us, it's not a defense all the time. You know, I thought it was right. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge whether or not a person could have, and therefore should have known better. Okay, maybe we'll switch to Gemara now.